So now let's think about some third rank properties. And one of them is piezoelectricity. Piezoelectricity is this, that if you apply a stress to a crystal, it changes the electric polarization of the crystal. So you push the positive and negative charges such that it changes the electric polarization. And the inverse effect is you apply an electric field and it changes the length of the crystal. And this is actually used quite a bit. So for instance, in a scanning tunneling microscope, the motion of the tip is controlled by a piezoelectric crystal. You apply a voltage, usually on the order of 100 volts, to piezoelectric crystals, and it moves the tip around a few microns. It's not a big change when you apply the electric field. It doesn't move really very far. So you just get a little bit of change, but it's a stable way to move something like an STM or an AFM. Quartz crystal oscillators, like you have in a watch or on a computer motherboard to generate the time, these are crystals of quartz, and quartz is piezoelectric. And what you do is you apply a voltage across it, and when you apply a voltage, it gets a little bigger. And then you change the sign of the voltage, and it gets smaller, and it gets bigger and smaller, so you start to make it oscillate. And the crystals can be made in such a way that if you were to hit them, they're like a tuning fork. If you hit them, they will oscillate with a very well-defined frequency, similar to how a tuning fork oscillates. So there's a circuit that applies the voltage to get them moving, and then it measures how fast this crystal is oscillating, and the electric drive of the electric field that's oscillating locks to the natural frequency of the crystal. So you use a phase lock loop circuit so that you're driving it with an electric field, but the electric field is watching what is the natural frequency of this crystal and locks to it. And it outputs a very well-defined frequency. So in many ways, like a tuning fork, has a well-defined frequency. Sometimes they're used to generate surface acoustic waves, which are used to process high-frequency signals. It's a type of thing where you have a piezoelectric crystal, something like maybe gallium arsenide, and on it there are metal lines. You apply a field to the metal lines, and an oscillating field to the metal lines, and it makes a surface wave that propagates along the crystal. And this surface wave can go through different kinds of filters that are built on the surface. And you can use this to process signals. Something simpler that you can use is as a pressure sensor. You just take the crystal and you increase the pressure. And when you do that, it changes the polarization. And you can tell that the polarization has changed if you put it in a capacitor. If you put it in a capacitor and there's a polarization, the polarization causes some charge like this on the capacitor. And then if you apply pressure to it, it changes the polarization, that changes the charge on the capacitor, and you can measure that there's been a pressure change. They are, for instance, in the cylinders of diesel engines. So to measure the pressure during the operation of an engine, there's a pressure sensor in there, and it's a crystal that can tolerate high temperatures and reasonably high pressures. It's a piezoelectric crystal, which measures the pressure in a diesel engine. They're also in fuel injectors. And fuel injectors work a lot like an inkjet printer does. There's some liquid, there's a nozzle, and to shoot one drop, a small drop of liquid, you expand a piezoelectric crystal, and that increases the pressure enough that it shoots out one drop, and then it shoots the next drop, and it can go very fast. So both inkjet printers and fuel injectors in cars are using piezoelectric crystals. One of the major manufacturers for piezoelectric crystals in Europe is EPCOS in Deutschlandsberg. Okay, so I have here a bunch of different crystals that are used for these applications. The most common one is something called PZT, which is lead zirconium titanate. It's a perovskite crystal where on the corners, a perovskite is a simple cubic where you've got, so it's a cube, the unit cell, and the chemical formula is ABX3. So you've got one element. On the corners, and in this case, this would be the titaniums. And in the middle, there's either lead or zirconium. And on the six faces, there are oxygens. There's one down here, there's one over there. So on the six faces, there are oxygens. On the corners, there's titanium. And in the middle, in the body center position, there's either lead or zirconium. It's like an alloy of these two. That's PCT. But there are other fairly famous ones like barium titanate that's used as in piezoelectric crystals. Okay, so we want to think about what happens when we apply symmetries to third rank tensors.